It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
No one is more experienced or knowledgeable in helping caregivers and care recipients than my next guest. Let's welcome author of new book, The Caregiving Trap, Solutions for Life's Unexpected Changes. Pamela Wilson, welcome. Gosh, thanks so much for being here. Tell us why you wrote this new book.
You know, the new book came out of 15 years of my life experience as a professional caregiver and helping families. What we find is that so many caregivers get into the situation of being a caregiver almost overnight, like the flick of a light switch, and they have no idea what to do. They're overwhelmed, they're stressed, they're experiencing emotional and physical challenges, and dealing with the loss of a parent over time and a loved one. So it's very stressful. So the book is basically a guidebook on how do you take care of parents or a loved one and, in effect, survive.
Survive. I understand what that is. A lot of my patients go through this, and they're under so much emotional and psychological stress and even financial stress because there wasn't preparation.
No.
Do you teach that in your book about preparation?
Yes, we talk about the fact that it's better to talk about what somebody would want for care years before something happens. So, for example, let's say that somebody's in their 50s and they have children, or you're in your 50s and your parents are in your 60s or 70s and they're still healthy. The conversation should revolve around, when I get sick, what do I want? And people just don't have those conversations. But if they're held when somebody's healthy, then you don't have all the emotions of the crisis when somebody gets sick.
Oh, that's such a great point. When you're healthy is when you really need to talk about it. And
yeah.
I know, I mean, I'm in my 50s now, and I am preparing now for my future. My grandmother passed away at 104, you know, and I just want to be able to live a healthy life without dealing with the hospitals, you know, without having to, you know, possibly be put in a home, things
uh-huh.
like that. So what is it that you share? What can you tell us today? What is the first step? Besides talking, you know, at an age when we are healthy, what else should we be doing?
So one of the big things that it's important to consider for those of us who are in our 40s, 50s, and 60s and we're still healthy is to stay healthy. And to be careful of, and you know this, the chronic disease, the heart disease, the diabetes, the COPD, the asthma, all of that. Any of those diagnoses will result in our being a care receiver when we're older. So that's the first thing that we want to pay attention to. And then if we do have parents who are starting to slow down, to start to have those conversations to say, hey, mom or dad, I noticed that these things are becoming more difficult. How should we plan for this?
Right, right. You know, I've got three other siblings in my family, and we all think differently. And do you suggest we, us, you know, as children together having a powwow?
Absolutely, have a family meeting. And I'll use my family as an example. There were six of us kids. We all had a different plan for our parents. But the funny thing was, we didn't talk to our parents about it. So what happened in reality was my mom passed away before my dad. We thought she was going to live forever. So it's important to have the conversations not only among the siblings, but then have a conversation with the parents saying, hey, mom or dad, this is what we're thinking. What do you think? What do you want? Because
right.
if you don't have those conversations, it's not going to turn out the way that you think.
Right. I mean, do you recommend us also consulting with an attorney?
You know, yes. So for the medical and financial power of attorney, and the living will, I recommend that everybody, no matter how old you are, 30, 40, 50, get those documents done because you never know when something's going to happen. It could be a car accident. It could be some other unexpected event. And if you don't have those documents, it's difficult to get them, you know, when you're in a hospital on life support or you have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and it's too late to do the documents.
That's right. You know, when my father was in the hospital after having chronic illness, I mean, he went into the hospital because of a heart problem, congestive heart failure, and basically he never left. And after 1 week, he literally passed away so quickly. And but we were very lucky that I was there with my other sister, and we talked to him when he was still lucid about what he wants to do. Does he want to be revived? These things that we don't even want to think about or talk about, but it was important. And we were very lucky that he was able to give us what he wanted, what he needed, so that he transitioned properly. And I know that these are such difficult things to talk about with our parents.
They're very difficult. And sometimes, you know, the challenge is either the parents don't want to talk about it because they're in denial, or the kids are thinking, well, my parents are never going to die. Nothing is ever going to happen. And they are difficult conversations. But again, if you have them before anybody gets sick, that's the time to do it. You know, you were so lucky. I'm sorry about your father, but so lucky that he was able to express what he wanted, because sometimes that doesn't happen, and then the families are fighting about, well, you know, mom would have wanted this, dad would have wanted that, but yet mom or dad can't say what they want.
Right, right. Well, if they're gone, they're definitely, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and sometimes they're in different dire situations where they might be in a coma and you know, left to make some decisions. And that's really sad. And you just reminded me, I better update my health directives and my will. It's been ages. I mean, I did it. My son is now 21, just about. And I did it before he was born. So, goodness, can you believe that? 20 years. And I know things have changed. So
the laws do. They change every 5 to 10 years. I mean, we did ours after my parents passed away, and we have since even updated them. You know, and the thing, too, is important to talk to your doctor. You know, there's this MOST form or this do not resuscitate form. It's important to talk to your doctor to make sure that you have that on file, because there's always the question of, well, if somebody's heart stops, do you want excessive measures? Do you want to be resuscitated? And if you don't have it in writing, the paramedics will resuscitate you.
Right. That's a very good point. When you call the emergency for an ambulance and 911, mm-hmm. they'll come out. And gosh, that's such a great point. Do not resuscitate. That's called a DNR for our listeners. Often they will call it a DNR, do not resuscitate form. I know that, you know, what are some of the common risks that you go through?
The common risks, and I've talked to a lot of palliative care doctors. So when we're older, 70s, 80s, or 90s, let's say that we, you know, pass out and our heart stops, and it's the question of, well, do we resuscitate or not? What most of the doctors tell me is, if somebody is that age and they do resuscitate you, more than likely you're not going to be better. You're going to be in a worse shape. And is that what you'd really want for the rest of your life? Do you want to be on machines?
That's super important that you discuss with your doctor what can happen even if you do resuscitate. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, because you may be in a worse physical condition, and is that how you'd want to live out your life?
Right, right. And I mean, these are such important factors to think about. You know, your website is Pamela D. Wilson, isn't that correct? Pamela
D. That is correct.
As in dog, Wilson.com. And your new book, The Caregiving Trap, Solutions for Life's Unexpected Changes. This is available everywhere now?
It's available everywhere, online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, my website, any bookstore, you can probably pick it up.
Right, right. This is awesome. Great information. Although it's difficult to talk to, it's really important that we do address it. Is there one thing else? We got 30 seconds that you can share, a tip that we got to work with right away?
You know, I would just say that nobody wants to talk about this. It's all going to happen to all of us. We're all going to get older in age. So the sooner that you can have these conversations with your family and your loved ones, the better.
And you even think about talking as a parent, talk to their children even that way.
About the realities of the fact that, yeah, I'm your parent and I'm going to pass away one of these days. This is what I want for my care. Please follow my instructions.
Yeah, these are great information. All right, PamelaDWilson.com. PamelaDWilson.com, The Caregiving Trap, Solutions for Life's Unexpected Changes. Thanks so much, Pamela. Great information. I've put a link on my website, a Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies of ultimate health and wellness.